You're listening to the Now of America Audio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we wrap up the 2015 BOA Audio Baseball Special with a newcomer to the festivities. He appeared on the program back in the fall, and as I said at the time when I introduced him, I felt like we had kind of a kinship because he is a big-time baseball fan. And I knew back in the fall when we interviewed him that I had to get him on here for the baseball special this year. Talking about the host of The Conspiracy Show on AM 740. Is that right? Is that where it's at?
You got it, my friend.
Awesome, awesome. And occasional coast-to-coast host as well and good friend of mine, Richard Surrett. Welcome back to BOA Audio. Welcome to the baseball special.
Hey, Tim. It's great to be here.
I'm really excited about getting you into the mix here, because as I was joking with Paul Kimball, he doesn't know you're on the show yet. Paul Kimball's a Canadian filmmaker. He does some paranormal films. He's sort of a paranormal pundit. And all these years, I've been hassling him about the Blue Jays because he's up there in Halifax, but he's a Red Sox fan, so he always kind of gave them the short shift. So now we have a real Blue Jays fan on the show and someone who knows what they're talking
about. Yeah, I'm the one. I'm the guy. Hey, can I start off with it? I don't want to side rail you here, but
no worries.
Can I start off with a quick riddle?
Okay.
And my 8-year-old son North laid this on me, and I thought it was appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Tim, a man leaves home, he turns left 3 times, he returns home, he finds 2 men wearing masks. Who are they?
Oh, is it the umpire and the catcher?
Oh, you got it.
There you
good
go.
Man.
Nice. I had to think about that for a minute. Yeah, I like that. Awesome.
Well, I was totally stumped, so I'm embarrassed to tell you.
Well, if we hadn't been talking about baseball to start, I probably would have taken me a while, but he told me.
Context is everything.
Yeah,
is everything.
So what's the outlook here for the Blue Jays? Because I was saying to a lot of the guests here earlier in the year, earlier in the show, that I feel like I'm sleeping on them. I put out my predictions yesterday morning, and I didn't put the Blue Jays in there, but all morning, and I'm still kind of like, I'm feeling like I'm going to regret this. I feel like they might put it all together this year. So what's the mood up there in Toronto?
Well, it's ebullient, but you know, every time, we endure a particularly cold winter, and I know you got hammered pretty well as well down in New England. So when the weather starts to turn and, the birds start to chirp, we just get silly, I think. And I think what goes along with that are maybe some unreasonable expectations. And, you know, we have some pretty exciting young talent coming up this year that are being pushed, ahead very quickly. I mean, this is very uncharacteristic, for the Blue Jays organization. It's a new mindset to have players that didn't play above A-ball last year have found themselves, you know, on the big league roster, no fewer than 6 rookies.
Oh, wow.
And these are not young players that you can bury in, you know, middle relief or, a setup role or something. Mm. We're talking about straight up the middle, you know, second base, rookie. Dalton Pompey, center field, rookie. You've got two starting pitchers that are rookies in Aaron Sanchez and Norris, and then you've got a couple of young arms in the bullpen. Now, mind you, they're exciting. They're exciting to watch. They've got a couple of flamethrowers in the bullpen, throwing 100 miles an hour. One is just 20 years old. Again, didn't play above A ball, I believe, and they're turning a lot of heads. And so, you know, I think there's a great deal of reason to be very optimistic about the future. We lost Marcus Stroman for the year, another great arm. You know, so I don't think it's going to be this year. I'm sorry to say that. I think they've got a decent shot at a wild card.
Hmm.
But I think the future for this club looks pretty bright.
Hmm. Yeah, like I said, I keep feeling like I'm sleeping on them, but it's always like you never know what year it's going to be that the team breaks out. You know, we've been talking about the Royals on this special like for every year since we've been doing it, for like 7 years. Finally, last year they broke out. Of course, nobody picked them or anything because it's like, well,
no, because I mean, and even the Giants. I mean, those two teams were terribly flawed ball clubs, and somehow they kind of, you know, scrambled and stumbled and made their way which is, you know, that's the way with this new, you know, playoff configuration with the wild cards, the teams, and so forth. I don't know that a lot of people picked, you know, those two teams to be there. So who knows? I mean, I think the Jays have, you know, most people are picking the Orioles to win the AL East. I see Jim Bouton, and a couple others, at ESPN are picking the Jays to finish, I think, first, and a couple are picking them to take one of the wild card spots. So, hey, you know, hope springs eternal.
Exactly. And in April, everybody thinks they have a chance. So that's the best time of year, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, what do you think of that trade, the third baseman swap with the A's? I thought that was an interesting move because everybody, like, railed on the A's and couldn't believe they were giving away, like, one of their best players. But, I mean, the guy from the Blue Jays was really good, too.
Yeah, Brett Lowry. If memory serves, Lowry was kind of two steps removed from the Doc Holliday trade that went to the Phillies. I think we got someone back from Holiday, and then we ended up trading that person to someplace else. And I think then we ended up, I think that's how we got Brett Lowry. So he was sort of the last connection to Doc Holliday, Cy Young winner. Unfortunately, Lowry was, he reminded me a lot of Paul Molitor in his early career. Molitor was always hurt. People may be not remembering this, but because later in the second half of his career, he turned out to be a bit of an Iron Man. Of course, helped the Jays win a World Series in 93, but Molitor was always hurt. And that's the problem with Brett Lowry. Now, hopefully, you know, he'll overcome that. And if he does, you know, he could be an impact player. But I think the Jays really, I mean, that was a steal. That befuddled me as well. Why the A's would let Donaldson go that way? I mean, outside of Trout, I don't know that there's maybe a better hitter in the American League right now.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what is going on here? But it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. This is an interesting question I never thought of to ask anybody, because we never had anyone who could really speak to it on the show. But what do you think, is there really like a definitive sort of like drawback to playing on the artificial turf? I know a lot of players like don't want to play on it. I guess maybe they think it does a number on their knees or something. I don't know, but I mean, what's that like?
Well, I think it scares away a lot of players. I think there are players that have, you know, free agents and so forth that have you know, that was a deciding factor in not coming to Toronto. In fact, I think Melky Cabrera indicated as much when he decided not to sign with the Jays. Just doesn't want to play on that turf. And I think it can take, you know, a year or two off your career if you're playing 81 plus games a season on that turf. Now it's, you know, it's much better than it was 10 years ago. If I think we're the last holdout, maybe Tampa. I think we're the only two teams left that play on turf. Now the Blue Jays are working with the University of Guelph up here in Ontario, and they think within 2 years we will finally have, oh happy day, real grass at the Rogers Stadium. So, yeah, it's, you know, your knees take a pounding when you're running on that stuff. It's just not, that's not the way baseball is meant to be played.
Yeah. How do you think all those trades that they made, obviously they didn't make the playoffs, but you think it's improved the team, getting all those cast-offs from the Marlins and then R.A. Dickey. I mean, that was like, they kind of like, I don't know if they, I guess you could say they kind of went for it that year when they really acquired all those guys. So what's your take on it in retrospect?
Well, yeah, I mean, had Reyes not been injured, had Encarnacion not gone down in early July, they were in first place at the 1st of July. Then Bautista went down. But you know, the pitching just wasn't where it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
We thought Hutchison, Drew Hutchison, who was just a year off Tommy John, you know, might have bounced back a little better. His, mind you, his ERA, I don't think it was pretty high, but I don't think it was reflective of his true ability. A lot of pundits and analysts are thinking this could be a real breakout year for Hutchison, but last year, the injury bug certainly played a large part. But having said that, you know, Mark Burley I think on a really, really good team is a number three pitcher, and he ended up being sort of our number one pitcher.
Yeah.
And he's not. He's not a number one pitcher. So, you know, we certainly didn't have a problem scoring runs. Again, it came down to pitching and then some injuries. But, you know, we've made some huge changes since last year. You know, Cabrera is gone. Brett Laurie is gone, replaced by Donaldson. Rookie second baseman Adam Lind is gone. We've got that's going to be kind of a revolving door at first. Justin Smoke will play there. Karanasian will get a few at-bats at first base, maybe even our backup catcher, Navarro. So it's a very different-looking team. Hmm. And and of course, we haven't mentioned Russell Martin.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Behind the plate. Yeah. Who brings so much to the game, not only his game calling and his team leadership and his grit. I mean, that guy can just flat out play baseball.
Hmm.
So I really like the makeup of this team.
Yeah, yeah. I had forgotten all about that, but he's a really good addition because you just can't undersell the intangibles of a good catcher. You know, it's the kind of stuff that's not on the back of a baseball card.
No, and the thing was, that's not sort of an area of need that they had going into, you know, the winter after last year. When you looked up and down the team, you thought, well, what do we need? Well, we need some starting pitching. We need some, because we lost Casey Jansen in the bullpen. We need a closer. We need a second baseman. Catching was way down on the list, and yet Anthopoulos, you know, he was bound and determined to get Russell Martin. And turns out, I think he made the right move.
I think it'll work out well. I think it'll work out well. That's kind of like I said. I did the predictions about 9:30 in the morning, and I think the first game of opening day was Yankees Blue Jays. And as I was watching the game, that's when I started to be like, "Oh no, I think I undersold these Blue Jays." Oh, so we'll see how it goes. Are you ready for the predictions?
I am, sir.
All right. We start in the American League East. Who you got?
You know, it pains me, but I'm going to have to go with the Orioles.
All right. I'm in the same camp. They won like 93 games last year, and then I remember when the playoffs started, they were saying, well, they lost three of their best players right as the playoffs started. So it's like, if they can win that many games, and not have their three best guys, I think they're going to be a challenge for a while in the American League East.
Yeah, as I say, we're not quite there yet, so I've got to go with the Orioles in the AL East.
Hmm. American League Central.
I'm going to go with the Cleveland Indians.
All right. Nice. Nice. Think the window's closed on the Tigers? Or closing fast?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think the Tigers could eke out a wild card. In fact, I've got them as one of the wild cards. But, I'm going to go with the Indians in the okay. Central. Yeah.
In the American League West?
I'm going to go with the Mariners.
Nice. All right. All right. I like that. Yeah. It's a topsy-turvy division over there, and they seem like they're trying to put it all together too. So, I think that they're due for a breakout year. The wild cards, 1 and 2. You don't get any extra for getting them in the right order. So it's just 1 or 2.
Okay. it's funny. I'm going to go with all Central. I'm going to go with the Tigers, and I'm going to go with the Sox.
Wow. Nice. Okay. Nice. I've heard a lot of good things about the White Sox. There's another team that I kind of felt like I was sleeping on this year, too. So it's there's like five or six, you know, teams that are kind of on the bubble there. It makes it really interesting. But,
yeah, it's tough. You know, it's tough. But I'm kind of just going with my gut on that one. I mean, you know, who knows? We could see the Angels in that mix, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm just going to go with my gut.
There you go. That's the best way to do it here on the baseball special in the prediction realm. Now, in the National League East, who you got?
Well, we got to go with the Nationals. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the team I'm picking to go all the way.
All right. Much like a lot of people are, they seem to be the favorites.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I think across the board, everyone's picking them to win the National League East. Certainly.
National League Central.
I might turn a few heads on this, but I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
All right. Nice. Yeah.
And has anyone chosen Pittsburgh yet?
I think I did, actually. Let me see.
Oh, did you? Okay. There you go. We are kindred spirits.
Oh, no. I got them for the wild card, but yeah.
You do? Okay.
But,
all right.
Because I think I love Clint Hurdle. As soon as they got Clint Hurdle as the manager of Pittsburgh, I'm like, they're going to turn this around because
you
just tell he's got this sort of, I don't know, he's got this sort of general spirit that carries the team, gets him going. So he's got something to him. National League West.
Got to go with the Dodgers.
All right. That's a powerhouse team. That's another team people kind of like waiting to see if they can put it all together or not. So, okay, and the National League Wild Cards.
Yeah, the Wild Cards. I'm going to go with Miami. Going to go with the Marlins. And I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
All right, nice. All right, so you strayed from the pack well enough. I think we're trying to avoid ties here this year because we've had a bunch of ties in the past few years. So I think we'll be good this year. And then in the World Series, who do you have facing off? The American League champions and the National League champions.
I have the. Let's see. Oh, here we go. All right, I'm going to go with the Mariners versus the Nationals.
Nice.
What do you think of that?
That's good. I like that. I like that. And who do you have winning it all? The Nationals?
I do.
All right.
I do. It's sad because the Blue Jays played their last preseason game in Montreal, and the Expos are the Montreal fans are so desperate to get a ball team back there. And they came close a couple of years. They had some great talent there. And then now, a few years later, for them to see, because Montreal, of course, moved to Washington.
Right.
For Montreal fans to see them win it all in Washington will no doubt, they're good people. I'm sure they'll be very happy.
Yeah, it must be tough. It's like the basketball team there. They took the team from, I think, Seattle and moved it to Oklahoma City, and now the Thunder are like an amazing team. And so
that's right. Really, that's right. And you know, Montreal, they had 90,000 for that bowl game. 90,000 people.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was kind of a welcome home because Russell Martin, the Jays catcher, is a Montreal boy, so he got a hero's welcome.
Nice, nice. And the tiebreaker. What's the final score of the All-Star game?
Boy, those are always wild and woolly affairs, aren't they? I'm gonna say 14-8 for the American League.
All right, nice. Okay, that's our tiebreaker. All right, that wraps up the baseball talk. What do you have going on now? This is the plugs. What have you been up to since we talked to you last fall? And what do you have cooking here in 2015?
Well, still doing two or three coast to coast AMs a month.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two more coming up in April, the 24th and the 25th. Let's see, you've got, of course, my weekly show, The Conspiracy Show on AM 740 in Toronto, and we have about 30 U.S. affiliates. But the big thing is I'm gearing up for my second live stage event. It's a conference just east of Toronto. It's called Follow the Truth. This one's Follow the Truth 2, and the website's followthetruth.tv. We've got this beautiful theater out in Oshawa. It's called the Regent Theater, which dates back to the Vaudeville era, but it's been completely restored. And I've got seven amazing speakers coming to talk about everything from the Zapruder film. I've got a guy who actually smuggled an illegal copy of the Zapruder film into Canada from Texas. It was given to him by Penn Jones, a noted JFK researcher who got it from Jim Garrison. So we'll unpack the Zapruder film. We'll talk about the lost and found tribes of Israel. I've got an exact replica of the Shroud of Turin that'll be on the stage, and we'll talk about the evidence that it's the actual burial cloth. I've got a remote viewer who's going to be in a deep trance, deep meditative trance on stage, remote viewing. I've got an electronic harassment expert, Dr. John Hall. Rosemary Ellen Guiley will be doing a spirit communication experiment on stage. She's bringing her spirit boxes, and we're betting that the Regent Theater has some ghosts, so hopefully we'll be able to capture their voices. And, what else? UFOs, angels, and gods. We'll talk about that. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It sounds awesome. That's let me see here. April 26th, right? April 26th. Sunday, April 26th at the Regent Theater in Oshawa.
That's right. And again, the website for more information is followthetruth.tv.
That sounds outstanding. If I had the time and the money, I would definitely check it out. And the folks who do should, because it sounds awesome.
Appreciate it, Tim.
All right, Richard. Well, hey, thank you for coming back on the baseball. Well, thank you for coming back on the show, and thank you for making your debut here on the baseball special. Here's to many more years to come, and good luck this season.
Okay, my friend, and look forward to working with you next time on Coast.
Absolutely.